Thank you, Madam Chair.
And we will move to number 22, license sales reports with Director Tom Kirschman. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Last item on your commission book is just a quick or brief license sales update. I've already talked a little bit about pheasant hunting licenses in the previous presentation I did, but I'll talk a little bit more here. Again, kind of the standard license sales update. The first page there talks about the combination, senior combination licenses. You can see those numbers remain strong for as we progress here towards the end of the license year. Again, remember, December 15th is when we start a new license year. So we're really down to about that last month and a half of this license year in terms of sales. You can see that the senior combination licenses are up from last year at this point in time, and our regular combination are just down slightly from where we were in 2023 at this time. But again, both are holding real strong. The second page there has to do with habitat stamp purchases. Again, remember on the habitat stamp, each person that buys a hunting, fishing, or multiple types of licenses required to purchase one habitat stamp per year, $10 for a resident and $25 for non-resident. And you can see the numbers there for both the resident and non-resident. Numbers are strong. Both are above last year at this time. Again, would be the compilation of a lot of activity going out there of acquiring hunting and fishing licenses by both residents, non-residents, and taking advantage of the opportunities that we provide in this great state. Third page, small game licenses. This is probably the main conversation point that we've been having. I shared some license graphs with you in the prior conversation. Again, really excited to see how that trend continues to go upward for resident license sales for small game hunting opportunities. On the non-resident side, things remain strong. Where we are right now is on the resident side, again, talked about that. When we look at all those licenses inclusive to hunting small game. We are certainly up from last year and continue to go up over the last 5 years. Non-resident, where we are right now, the small game hunting license, we are certainly above last year when we look at from the beginning of the license year, December 15th, to where we are the end of October, which is really encouraging to see. Now, again, that's the totality of the entire license year to this point in time. Remember the graph that I showed you on that opening weekend? You see that big spike of licenses purchased for both residents, non-residents. That's very typical. Right now, what we saw on opening weekend were very similar numbers this year to last year on opening weekend. But what's most important right now is what we follow through the rest of the season, especially with many opportunities that exist out there. And we'll continue to monitor that on a daily and weekly basis and a monthly basis for you as well. But bottom line, our numbers remain strong and people are certainly taking advantage of the phenomenal pheasant hunting that we have. And then the next page, fishing licenses, not a lot of change from last month. Again, we can see some strong license sales related to fishing. Fishing has been phenomenal in South Dakota, like it has been all year. This last month was fantastic as well. A lot of reports of high quality walleye being taken, especially on the Missouri River system, especially on Lake Oahe. So we've seen a lot of participation, especially with the nice weather conditions that we've had as well. But again, license numbers remain strong there on the fishing side. And again, this will all start over again on December 15th for both hunting and fishing. And then the last page there does give you a few of some of the big game licenses. And the one that I'll just point out to you, resident archery deer, you can see that number is down just a little bit from 2023 at this point in time. Not a whole lot of difference there, very similar. And again, we'll continue to watch that as we know with the nice weather that's been here and deer hunting season from the rifle standpoint is coming just around the corner. There's a lot of excitement in big game hunting right now. People are excited for West River deer season to begin, East River deer season, and then ultimately, obviously, we have Black Hills deer season going on with that starting November 1. So a lot of excitement, enthusiasm around big game hunting right now as well. So, Madam Chair, just wanted to give you and the commissioners a quick brief update. Things look good. People are enjoying the outdoors. We're very excited and enthused where things are going right now in respect to license sales. And I'd sure try to answer any questions that you may have.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions for Director Kirschman on our license sales reports? Seeing no questions and or comments, job well done. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And again, as Secretary Roebling said earlier, from a pheasant hunting season perspective, remember we have November, December, and January. We have 3 months of phenomenal pheasant hunting ahead of us. Hopefully Mother Nature continues to cooperate like she has. And we're excited for the big game seasons to continue on and look for a phenomenal pheasant season.
Very good. Thank you. And with that, that takes us to the end of our agenda for our November meeting. This is the time for solicitation of agenda items. If we have any commissioners that would like to bring up an item for our next commission meeting, now would be the time to do that. Any commissioners like to bring anything forward? Commissioner Locken.
I don't have anything for the agenda, but I'd like to make a comment. A lot of staff called in virtually, and I know they did a lot of work on their presentations, their slideshow. All of them were excellent. We had Brad and Heather and Andrew and Ryan and John Canta and Jake Davis, Sam. They all did great jobs, and they're not here that we can pat them on the back, but they really did a fabulous job and just wanted to do a shout out with them.
Very good. Thank you for that. And before we have final comments for Secretary Roebling, just a reminder, we'll be back next month. We'll be here in Pierre December 5th and 6th at the State Capitol Building in this very room. And with that, Secretary Roebling, any final thoughts?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And I just want to say thank you to Commissioner Locken for those kind words. And I couldn't agree more. Fantastic presentations this meeting once again. You can just see the passion, the commitment, the dedication, the hard work, how much these staff care within the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks. And it's just it's an awesome story to tell, and it's an awesome team to be a part of. So thank you, staff, for all of that. Yes, great fall so far. We're going to continue that momentum. There's just a lot of fall to be had yet. We're getting into our big game seasons now. My favorite time of year is November. Here we are in November, and the deer are starting to rut. I know we had a great elk season we just wrapped up. And the pheasant hunting is only going to get better as we go. So, yes, I just encourage everybody to get outdoors and take somebody with you. You know, take a friend out hunting with you wherever you can, and enjoy the great fall we are going to have and have been having. So with that, Madam Chair, we'll see everybody back in December here, I think, in Pierre as well. And, enjoy November. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Secretary. With that, we do need a motion and a second to adjourn. Moved by Teal, seconded by Bartley. And all those in favor of adjourning, say aye. Those opposed, we are adjourned.